Good morning, happy hump day, as they call it, the middle of the week.
Okay.
It's hump day. It's Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. You're listening to Mornings with Pat and Amy. I'm Pat. That's Amy. Just in case you weren't there. Yeah, she's the one who sounds nice. I'm the one who's a jackass. On today's show, my wife is sick of my lazy ass. And you're not surprised. Quarantine birthdays. Awkward. That's that crazy Carol Baskin. She's at it again. And another Hocus Pocus movie? Interesting. But first, let's get to the news we saw. Hey, good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Happy Wednesday. Governor Cuomo says that the Capital Region is set to reopen today. Meanwhile, the state is allowing local Memorial Day ceremonies to remember those who sacrificed their lives for our nation, but they must be capped at 10 people.
Memorial Day weekend is awkward. Because
it is
the first weekend of summer. And even in COVID-19 land, it's still fun and a good thing. But it is a very somber day.
Yes, that's a good way to it's a somber day, but people use it as like, let's get drunk, barbecue, fireworks.
Which I mean, they fought for that, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
But, you know, you should take a moment is all. And for the love of God, you don't thank the troops on that day. Not because they don't deserve thanks all the time, but because it's not about them. It's about the people who didn't come home. So just as a reminder, not to be, you know, that guy. I'm just saying, just as a reminder, that's all.
Researchers are trying to find out if dogs can be trained to smell COVID-19, which would be amazing.
They can smell cancer.
They can.
They can smell panic attacks. They can smell and sense them. So that's why they're service dogs a lot of times for people
seizures.
Who have seizures. They can sense those coming on before they happen. That would be really cool if we had COVID-19. Good doggies. Who's a good doggie? Who's a good doggie? You find your coronavirus. A good dog.
That's right. The U.S.-Canadian border will remain closed to non-essential traffic until June 21st. Commercial crossings for trade and commerce will continue as usual.
I haven't been to Canada in so long. I've been itching to go.
Me neither.
I have to wait. And that's what's holding up hockey, too, by the way. The NHL is thinking about trying to come back because they saw what the ratings were for NASCAR. Nobody's been watching NASCAR. Guess what they did last? Everybody watched NASCAR because what else are you going to watch? So the NHL is trying to come back, but the problem is like half the players are from Canada. So they kind of need that worked out. Yeah.
South of Buffalo in the town of Hamburg, there was a magnitude 2.3 earthquake. No major damage has been reported. I wonder what that feels like, a 2.3.
Like you're shaking a little bit. I felt it before.
Really?
Did you know we're on a fault line? A lot of people don't know that. We are on a fault line in this region. Yeah, a big one. It just doesn't move very often, but technically we could get lots of earthquakes on occasion, and we have. We've had all sorts of them around here. But yeah, I've been in a couple earthquakes, these mild ones, and all of a sudden it just feels like you're shaking from the bottom up. Like if you were to hold your hand on something that's vibrating, but it's your whole body for a second, and not for very long, and it's just kind of weird, and things shake, and you're like, what the hell?
I mean, other than the whole like snow, ice storm type deal, I feel like we live in a relatively safe place. No hurricanes, no earthquakes really, no tornadoes, no hurricanes, no mudslides, no wildfires. You know, obviously you're going to have your flukes, but I feel like this is a relatively safe area to live.
Yeah,
as long as you don't mind the snow.
Right. The only thing we really get is the snow and sinus death. You know, I hope you like your sinuses exploding inside of your head every seasonal change. If you have any version of allergies, that's always my favorite part about living here. We may not get tornadoes, but you feel like death for about 4 months. It's fantastic.
You know, and on a day-to-day basis, that can change.
It really can. One day you're fine. The next day, hey, here comes a rainstorm. And all day you've been fine, but now you feel it for no reason. So, yeah, isn't it great? It's great.
A 15-year study at the University of Rochester Medical Center may have a cure for MS. Oh, that'd be amazing. The study shows how specific human brain cells can repair damage and restore function when transplanted into mice that modeled multiple sclerosis and other white matter diseases. The treatment is moving to clinical trials.
So we might actually have, and you know, again, fingers crossed, we don't know that we do, but that would be a huge development because that is a nasty, nasty syndrome or whatever you want to call it. And that would be huge. And to have it happen in Rochester, too, would be amazing.
The two people that I know that have MS are both under the age of like 40.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It's a terrible, terrible thing. That and Parkinson's, like it's just terrible things.
The Oneida Indian Nation plans to begin a phased reopening of its casinos starting June 10th. Those include Turning Stone, Point Place, and the Yellow Brick Road casinos.
Betty and Martha are already lined up at the bus, ready to go.
They got their jars.
They got their lunch made. They got their spare change. They haven't been able to. They've been trying to play the lottery, but they're ready to go to the casino now. Boy, I'll tell you, I've only been to Turning Stone once, and I've lived in Central New York now for many, many years.
It's fun.
I really want to go. It's just something that I never get around to for some reason. So when this ends, we'll go. We'll go. Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll go. We'll be with Betty and Martha and Pickles, and it'll be good.
JCPenney is planning to close 242 stores because of their bankruptcy.
Yeah, they went bankrupt. Do you shop at JCPenney?
No, not anymore.
When did you stop? No, give or take.
That's
like, you know,
a great question.
I want the hour and date, if you could. No, just, you know, in general, like.
I think the last time I was at a JCPenney was when it was still at Shopping Town Mall.
Oh my God. Wow. For those of you who don't know, Shopping Town is in Syracuse, for those of you who don't know, and is the deadest mall on earth. It's almost deader than the Irondequoit Mall.
It's like a creepy dead mall, too.
Yeah, because it's still open. And there's really cool, like Salt City Improv is in there. That's really cool. There's like a gymnastics place in there. That's really, but then the rest of it's like.
I think the gymnastics place closed.
Yeah, see what I mean? So I don't know what's
there's
left.
There's all kinds of weird stuff in there. There was a theater. There was
wrestling. There's pro wrestling was in there at one point. I know. I don't know if it still is. And the movie theater is still there. Interesting. I like JCPenney as a guy. I know my wife hates JCPenney for her. She's like, this is terrible. Like, maybe jeans. That's where it ends.
You get pleated jeans there?
Yeah, that's about it. That's all you can get for me.
Pleated jeans.
You got to get the pleats. You need that big puff in front. There's nothing filling the puff. You just need it. It's important to get the pleats. At a reasonable price, though. Let me tell you, a very reasonable price to get those pleats.
Yeah, go to Old Navy. At least you won't have the pleats, and it's still affordable.
It is. And I usually go, but I go to JCPenney because they have suits, really cheap suits.
Oh,
and I love their dress shirts, the Stafford dress shirts, because they're actually really nice for what you get. So that I'm sitting here going, well, damn it, they better not close. They closed everything else around here. Don't close another friggin' store on me. I know you're going to give me a lot of sympathy here, Emmy. I know that you're going to feel very bad for me. I know you will.
I'm sure.
But my wife is a little fed up with my lazy ass around this house, and she wants me to chop chop on these house projects. And I know that you feel bad for me because I work so hard in my part-time job.
So hard.
And on this podcast, I bring home so much money. And compared to her with her full-time job in a very, very big industry. No, she's a little annoyed with me because as the world knows, I've been sick forever, and I'm finally getting over it. I'm finally starting to, like, today's the first day I can honestly say I feel pretty much normal now, which it's been a while.
Okay.
So, like, doing the front garden, putting together the baby's dresser that came in the mail, which is heavy, by the way, you know, finishing, like, there's laundry everywhere that has to be put away. There's all this stuff, and she can't do it. She's 8 months pregnant. Like, that's not going to happen. She can't bend over right now, poor thing. But she's about fed up with me and has had it. And, I don't know how it is in your house. I'm just going to ask. Do you expect things to be done right now or just when they get done? Like, how do you handle these things when there's something laying around that your husband said he would get to and he doesn't get to it? Like, what's the timeline before you're done with him?
It's really funny that we're talking about this because I was at my mom's a couple weeks ago and she asked me to do something. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure, no problem. And 30 minutes later, because it wasn't something that needed to be done right that moment, she comes in the house and she's done it. And I went, Mom, mm-hmm. I was going to do that. She goes, yeah, but you didn't.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is me. This is where I get it from. So I come by it honestly. If something is not done when I want it to be done, I will do it myself. And I will give the face, the Pam face, apparently.
I
am my mother's daughter.
I don't want to make broad generalizations because I've been criticized of making broad generalizations. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you think is common with wives and moms? That because I feel like, not always, but I feel like guys, husbands and dads have a tendency to be like, I'll get to that. And our wives and moms are always like, well, if you didn't do it now, so I guess you're not going to do it. So I'm just going to go do it with the Pam face.
I think this also comes into play with like nagging, because guaranteed the one time that I'm not harping on something, it won't get done.
Right. But so, you're nagging.
Nagging is the word, but like.
Is it though? Because I am totally guilty of saying, well, if you didn't nag me about it, I'd probably do it quicker. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Oh, I wouldn't do it quicker.
My husband doesn't say that because he doesn't want to die.
Right. And I just apparently...
he values his life.
I apparently never want to have intimate relations with my wife ever again, is how I roll, apparently. I can't explain it. I've told you this before, and I don't know how often I've talked about it on this. I don't know if I have or not. My biggest complaint about being a husband/dad is anytime someone gets me up right after I sat down. Because it happens a lot.
Yes, you have mentioned that before.
I just sat down, and now I got to go clean up cat puke. Now, I understand, because it's got to be cleaned, and she's not going to do it 8 months pregnant. But even when she's not 8 months pregnant, it's like, well, you can't just do it. And my favorite term is, we have to clean up the cat puke? No. We
That's
don't
also
need
funny
to.
Funny that you say we, because my husband was on the phone with his brother yesterday, and was talking about, we did this and we did this. And I went, oh, we did we? As in me, I did it. Like,
right.
It's the royal we.
it is. I admit that I don't get off my ass quick enough and do things. I don't. And if you let me have my way, I will let things, I'm a piler. I will just pile and pile until I've reached a line. I do have a breaking point in which I'll go, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this away. But if you tell me, hey, can you put the laundry away? Yeah, I'll do that later. No, I won't. No, I won't do it later. No, I won't.
There's a ginormous pile of laundry on the couch right now.
Yeah.
It's waiting to be folded. Half of it's folded in the basket. The rest is just on the couch.
Now, I will say, part of the reason I don't do the little chores... Or why I put up such a big stink about it and act like I'm my 5-year-old. God, fine, I'll do it. Is because I do the big things. Like, okay. I legitimately do the big things. Like, she's not mowing the lawn. We're gonna go with non-pregnant wife here.
Okay.
She's not mowing the lawn. She could do some digging. Not gonna do a lot of it. She's not gonna do any heavy lifting. She's not gonna do any sorting. She's not going to do anything particularly gross. She'll do dishes, but if it's really gross, she's not going to do that. She can't take out the garbage because because God forbid we change the garbage at a reasonable time. So of course it gets overflow, it overflows, and then you got to pull it up out of there and it sticks to the garbage can. So I got to do it. I do all like the heavy lifting things that she just can't do. I also do all the grocery shopping. Right. So I sit there and go, well, I've done a lot of stuff. Why do I have to do this whole thing? Why can't you do the little thing? But I don't know that that's fair.
I kind of on your side of this.
Oh boy. Now,
which
again,
is an awkward way to feel because my ovaries are currently screaming at me and saying, what are you doing? You are on his wife's side.
That's every woman I've ever been with. That's what's funny about that. They all screamed at every woman I've ever been with. What are you doing?
You're saying you have just handed in your woman card. Like, but here's the thing. I mean, not exclusively, but I take out the garbage a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I bring the garbage can and recycling bins back.
She'll do that.
A lot.
She'll do that on occasion anyway, but she'll do that. you know.
I do the weeding in my house. Like because I will literally go out and dig dandelions up by the roots. Mm-hmm. When everyone goes, why don't you just spray them? I'm not going to spray them because I'm going to rip those suckers out without using chemicals.
And plus, chemicals are bad. Chemicals are bad.
It's very satisfying mm-hmm. to rip those bad boys out by the roots.
Did you know but you can spray them with vinegar and it'll kill them? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but then there's no. They need to come out
okay.
immediately.
Okay, fair.
So, and then, I help with like the big projects around the house. Granted, I might get stuck sometimes with certain situations, and then I need to ask for assistance. Like the time that I decided to rip out our shower doors because I didn't like them. And my husband goes, okay, good luck. And I'm like, oh, I got it. I got this. We then couldn't end up using our bathroom for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
so
dear.
We were going over to my in-laws to shower.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that was a big one.
It was one of those like track.
Yeah.
Glass door. I have
one of those.
Like, this isn't gonna work for me. Sorry, not gonna work for me. I'm ripping it out.
I like them, but they're gross if they're not new. And like we have an old, and I like bleached it to death when we moved in. But it still looks, mm-hmm. you know, it still is like, it's not my favorite. No,
I do the big stuff too.
Yeah.
I'm the one that goes out to pick up dog poop most of the time.
Yeah, no, I'm the one that does that. There's no doubt about it. Anything involving pets, I'm doing all of it. Like with the exception of a little bit. Now I will say this though, because I think I'm painting a bad picture of my wife here, and that's not fair. Because what she does do though is when we're not in COVID-19 land, I am the type of I am a busybody. I like to go places and do things. And I like to be around people and be social. She is not a big fan of big crowds and social things. So she does let me go and she watches the kids. And she ends up watching the kid and will be kids much more than I do ultimately what it is. So I can sit here and say, well, I do all the things around the house. But really, when I sit here and I think about it logically, yeah, but I also get a lot of freedom to do what I want to do.
In real life, when we're not stuck at home, I get that.
Yeah, and that's important. And when I really think about it, I can sit here and be annoyed about, well, I do all this stuff, but I also value way more the ability to go out and do things, right? So, and if she wants to be a part of that, cool. If she doesn't, fine, too, whatever, you know what I mean? I like when she is, but if she's not, that's also fine. So, I mean, and that's the trade-off. And it's interesting, I think, it's easy to be the victim in a relationship, but when you really step back and do the math about what each other offers, you go, okay, maybe it's kind of fair. That's all.
Yeah. I feel like at my house, we have a very good partnership. I feel like we work well together.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. For example, I'm terrible with math, like horrendous, embarrassingly bad with math. My daughter has inherited that, which is, I feel so badly for her. So my husband will do the math homework with her because I'm like, yeah, I'm an idiot. I can't explain this to her.
In defense, it's like Common Core stuff, so it's complicated now. How they do math, I don't even get it anymore.
It's completely acid.
I was good at math, and I don't know what's happening. TV and movie news. ABC says Tiger King star Carol Baskin is now selling her own line of coronavirus masks.
Of course she is. Let me guess. They're cat print.
You know, they resemble kitty faces. And they start at $11. Okay. Proceeds are going to help big cats and first responders, too. Each mask has Carol's catchphrase, hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Ew, she's so creepy.
Also, it shows you exactly how she killed her husband. Adam Sandler... Allegedly. Adam Sandler is going to star in a new Netflix movie called Hustle. It's about a sports agent who gets fired before discovering a talented overseas player who brings him to the U.S. to play in the NBA. LeBron James is producing the film. The man is starring in Space Jam 2, and now he's producing a film, which is interesting, I thought.
Athletes in actor directing roles, I always feel a little bit cringy about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, too, because Kobe Bryant, rest his soul, won an Oscar. It was an Oscar or an Emmy. I think it was an Oscar for a short film he made
and
after he retired. I mean, yeah. I got to look that up right now. While we're sitting here, I have to look that up because it was a legit major deal. Best animated short film called Dear Basketball. He won the Academy Award in 2018 for that.
Cool.
That's what I mean. But usually, I agree with you. It's like, because
even in cameos, they're terrible.
Yeah, they're usually not good. Because
Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. We were just talking about that movie earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino, you suck.
You're just tight. You're just very stiff.
Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not. It's not even Space Jam with Michael Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan was not good in that movie. It's not like he was good. It's just the Looney Tunes were part of it. And you're like, okay, well, Michael Jordan's doing basketball things. Why not? But like, none of them. It wasn't good. It was terrible acting. But whatever. Screen Rant says work has begun on a script for Beverly Hills Cop 4. I don't know that we needed a 4, but we're getting a 4 with Eddie Murphy. It will stream on Netflix. It'll skip theaters and just go right to Netflix.
I feel like a lot of things are doing that nowadays.
Yeah, because, you know, they're not going to go to movies, right? Speaking of, Tom Hanks's World War II movie Greyhound, which looks intense. It's about a World War II fighter ship that's trying to get to Europe. And like a bunch of Nazi U-boats are trying to sink it. It looks pretty crazy. It's skipping theaters and will premiere on Apple TV instead. Universal, the studio, also has scheduled The King of Staten Island, which is going to star Pete Davidson. It looks pretty good. There's a little bit of Oscar buzz around that, if you can believe it.
Really?
That's going to debut on video on demand in June. Certain box office analysts are also predicting an August release for SpongeBob, the movie Sponge on the Run, another SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
I could have done without the first, however many there were.
I'm okay with them, but I know there's a lot. There's a lot. And it's funny, too, because I don't know about your kids, but Rory doesn't think about SpongeBob unless it comes on the TV, and then it's like a drug. He instantly gets sucked in. Like, I could say, we want to watch SpongeBob? No. I'll turn SpongeBob on. He'll get, like, video game face and, like, just stare at the screen with his mouth open, like, oh, SpongeBob. Legally Blonde 3 is coming. It's being written, and this might be good news, it's being written by Mindy Kaling and Dan Gore, who did Parks and Rec. We've known about the movie since 2018. I do recall something about this. However, the original writers didn't work out, so Kaling and Gore have now took over. Reese Witherspoon will return to star in the movie. And the movie...
I wonder if she's going to have a kid this time.
I don't. Yeah, probably. I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't...
She's married to Luke Wilson.
Here's the thing. While you haven't seen Star Wars or Matrix, I have not seen Legally Blonde 1 or 2. So okay. I just haven't seen them. I know what they are.
The Bend and Snap.
I think I've seen the first one. In fact, I know I've seen the first one because the girls I lived with in college made me watch it. I remember this now. There was a lot of alcohol, though. So, but I remember the Ben and Snap. Yeah, I do remember that. Okay. Now the movie that you're excited about.
I am so excited for this possibility. Hocus Pocus 2.
Mm.
The original came out in 1993. It's kind of turned into a cult classic now because it wasn't super popular when it came out, but because it's been played 17,000 times on ABC Family, you know, the 30 nights of Halloween or whatever it is. So Disney confirmed they're going to be moving forward with it, but unfortunately, because of COVID-19, along with every other production, it's been put on hold for now, but possibly for 2021, we might see it. And it has been confirmed that the cast will be returning. So Queen, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. I think that's our name. You will be coming back. But I guess they're going to be focusing more on like the magical world. I don't care. Give me more Bette Midler. Thank you.
Sure. You and my wife are about the same age, a couple years younger than me. You'll always be younger than me. Shut up.
It's right.
And I swear to God, it's in your DNA, this movie.
It's amazing.
She loves that movie. Like you
I
love
do
that
too.
Movie. And same thing with Bette Midler. And she made me watch it once. I don't remember a thing. I don't remember any of it. It didn't stick with me. I just was like, I don't know why. It just isn't, you know, it's just not my thing. I don't know. Sorry.
Not so much.
I understand it's a big deal. I'm sure we'll see it. It's just not. Okay.
I would like to dress up as one of them for Halloween 1 year. You could be Mary.
I can be Mary?
You can be Mary. Okay. Your wife has dark hair.
Yes.
I'll be Sarah Jessica Parker. She can be.
Okay.
She can be Winifred.
All right. I'll be Harry Potter. How's that sound?
No. We need a third witch. You get to ride a vacuum.
All right, I'm down with that. What kind of vacuum? Is it like a good vacuum? Is it like a Dyson?
This
like
is a 1983 vacuum. So well, no, it's not a good vacuum.
There's a sequel.
It's like a Kirby. It's like from the Brave Little Toaster, like that kind of vacuum.
I love the Brave Little Toaster.
I do too. It's dark. Have you watched
it? It's super dark. I can't believe I watched it as a kid. It's right? Super dark. Love that movie.
Same.
The good news is a postal worker is lifting the spirits of graduating seniors along his route in New Hampshire. His name is Josh Crowell. What he does is if he sees a 2020 grad sign in someone's front lawn on his mail route, drops a $5 Dunkin' gift card in there with a personalized note saying, "Hey, congratulations from your mailman, Josh." Which I thought
was nice.
Right, a little random act of kindness. Hopefully it's a small school district, though, because otherwise yeah, Josh is not going to have much money left.
Wonder if he makes note of where he's already been, too.
Right? Because otherwise that could get... I bet he does. He's probably very... I find that mail carriers, very organized people. Generally speaking, I would hope so. No, unless you get the wrong mail, in which case you might have a bad one. A muscle-bound, bald, and tatted-up dad dressed like Anna to help his little girl feel better about the virus. She was kind of scared. You know, a lot of kids are scared a lot about this stuff. It's very confusing to them. This dude looks like Vin Diesel. Like, he's a badass-looking guy, only we know Vin Diesel's probably not very badass, but this guy does. He looks like he could legitimately hurt you. He's dressing up in a green and black princess gown. When playing with his daughter, whose name is Emberlyn, both are big fans of Frozen, and they dress up to pass the time. And here's the deal. You can have all the tats in the world, bald head, look tough, have a gun, do whatever. You know what a real man is? Guy that gets in a dress and plays with his daughter. That is a real man right there.
I actually just saw a video, which another good news thing. It was a man who said that his son wanted to dress up like Elsa to go see the movie. And he goes, he was not dressing up like Elsa. Alone.
Oh, attaboy. Attaboy.
Yes.
Attaboy.
And they both went dressed as Elsa, and I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing.
I have that 1980s crap stuck in my head where it's like, that's weird, you can't do that, and then I instantly remind myself that it's not weird. And if he wants, because he wanted Elsa doll, it's like, okay, sure.
Yep.
He wanted an Elsa costume. And my only reservation wasn't that he wanted an Elsa, I didn't care about it. My only reservation is, would he actually wear it? Because I'm like, because, you know, they're not cheap. They're not expensive, but they're not cheap. But it's like, I don't know if I want to spend all that money and then I have it sit in the closet and then I'll grow it in 2 seconds. Like, that was my concern. It wasn't. And the same thing about any costume, because like, you wanted a new Ghostbusters costume. And I'm like, buddy, you're going to grow out of this in like 2 minutes. Like, it's not going to happen. There's nothing wrong with your little boys dressing up as girls or playing with girls' toys. And there's nothing wrong with your little girls playing with boys' toys and dressing up like boys. There's nothing wrong with it.
Agreed. New Jersey State Troopers Robert Murray and Pierre Noel are heroes for helping deliver a baby on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike. A Memphis woman and her husband were driving across the country when she unexpectedly went into labor, and the troopers delivered a healthy baby girl. That is not how I want my birth story.
That's not
how I would have wanted my birth story to go.
What I'm confused about is, why were they driving across the country during COVID-19? What's the deal? They're Jersey,
there was
too.
An emergency. Maybe there was an emergency.
Maybe. I don't know. That's weird. But I think about that, though. Like, you know, we're due at the end of June, as you know. And I'm always like, what if we're... I mean, we won't be traveling anywhere. But what if... I don't know. What if we don't make it? What if... I don't know. I don't know why that would happen in a million years. Why we wouldn't make it to the hospital. It's 15 minutes away. Maybe 20 with traffic. Like, that's as far as it is. And I sit there and I'm always wondering about that. Like, what if we have to have it in the back of a car? So, awesome on those troopers, though.
I was going to say, call a trooper.
Call a trooper. They'll know what to do.
So, it was my mom's birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Mom. 21 again.
Whoa. If Mom's 21, how old does that make me?
21 as well.
Okay, perfect.
You never leave 21.
Well, my mom, it was her birthday yesterday, so happy belated, Mom. But yeah, so birthdays during quarantine, kind of a weird affair, because as an adult, traditionally birthdays aren't as big of a deal as when you're a kid, unless it's a, you know, milestone birthday, I suppose. But my son's birthday is coming up too. My birthday is coming up in June. Like, I'm just
When's your birthday?
My birthday is June 22nd.
Okay. I remember that. I won't.
Yeah.
No offense.
And Henry's birthday is the 4th. So he's going to be turning 6.
Oh, that's so instead awkward. That's awkward.
Yeah, so no birthday parties. But a lot of people, I don't know if you've been seeing this, but or have taken part in it, like the birthday drive-bys that people are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't really have friends, so no. No, I'm kidding. All the things we could have, like I'll give you an example. Not a birthday, but my niece graduated from University of Buffalo. Congratulations, Jill, okay. By the way. I'm very proud. You can't have a grad party. You couldn't have a graduation ceremony. So they did a parade and a drive-by, which is really nice. But right, it's what do you do? So especially, like, I agree. For adults, it's like, are you turning 40? Maybe. No. You know what I mean?
Like both milestone birthdays.
Yeah. But. Like for my birthday, mine's December 2nd. So it's right after Thanksgiving and it's, you know, only a few weeks away from Christmas. So I always, as an adult, I always make it real simple. I just want people to meet me at a bar and that's it. If you want to show up, great. If you don't, I'll still be there drinking and I don't care. Like, it's that simple. No gifts. I just keep it really simple. But for kids, I feel bad for the little guy, Henry, because, you know, you want him to have some friends over or some kind of party. You want, you know, because, you know.
Exactly.
I guess the parade could be cool. I mean, if you do a parade, would he be into that?
Yeah. But I'm not sure who I would really ask to do it because, you know, I don't really know his little friends from school. Because this would be last year we did a party for him, but this is going to be the first official year that he's in elementary school.
Yeah.
So I was going to invite some of his little besties from school, but I don't know the parents and I don't have their information. And
right.
Do I really want to ask people to drive by our house? Like, nah, probably not, just because they got stuff to do.
Well, so, but you know what, though? I wonder, like, do you have one of those, does your school, does this class have one of those apps where you can communicate with people? You know what I mean? With the teacher and all that?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Like, I wonder, because I bet you a lot of parents would love an excuse to get out of the house with their kid.
Well, that's a good idea.
Because, like, what do you, because the kids are stir crazy. So true. I bet you a lot of parents would be like, sure, we'll do a drive-by and wave, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you they would. And I bet you if you contact the teacher to send out an invite, I bet you the teacher would probably at least consider it because...
His teacher's wonderful, too. So I wouldn't be surprised if she, like, showed up.
Aren't kindergarten teachers the freaking best in the entire
world? Yes,
like,
they are.
Oh, my God. How the patience and just the ability to handle... You could throw anything at our kids' kindergarten teacher. And she would keep smiling. She'd go, I don't know how I'm going to make it today, but I'm good. Like, it would be, and she will make it, and she will be good. Yeah, because I know that she would probably, and Rory's is in September, so we didn't have to worry about that. But I bet you, I can tell you right now, if I found out from his class that one of the kids was having a drive-by birthday and they want to know who would, I would absolutely happy to do it.
Maybe we'll do that then.
Because at least then, like, we'll come by. I would do that. I'd bring Rory by. He would be confused. He'd probably go, this is boring. He'd probably say that because, you know, he's not entertained after 2 seconds of anything. Because, you know, he's five. It's boring. Okay, Rory, sure. Sorry, it's not your tablet. But yeah, I mean, I feel like people would do that. But it is weird, though, because the good news is he's really young and he probably will barely remember any of this. But... You know, for kids who are older who have birthdays right now, they're gonna remember this, and it's awkward.
The little girl that lives across the street from us turned 10. That's kind of a big birthday because it's double digits.
Yeah.
This little girl, this sweet girl, sat in a lawn chair in the front yard, and like her parents had like decorated the front yard with like pinwheels and signs and stuff. It was really cute. Yeah. I don't know if they did a drive by. But I happened to be driving by and I rolled the window down. I was like, happy birthday, Riley. Aww. But like, she's sweet.
Yeah. But it sucks. I wish. And that's the thing that sucks about all this the most. It's not, I know us adults complain about everything and make everything political and bitch and moan, but it doesn't matter for us. You know, it sucks. It sucks for the kids. That's what it sucks for. Cause you know, we all know being a kid is magical. And and time works differently when you're a kid and everything is special and big. And yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. It's not like this is going to ruin them or anything. It just sucks that you can't do, and like when we all go back, when everything goes back to normal and people start having birthday parties and then, you know, kids compare. They all do
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Why didn't we do this for my birthday? Well, these are the quarantine. Well, you could have done something. Oh, my God. Especially if a teenager. Duck and cover. What are we doing for your birthday? Like, are you going to do a drive? What are you going to do? How old are you going to be? 25?
I'm going to be a good, solid 10 years older than that, at least.
So you're going to be, you're gonna be 35, 36 or 35?
Somewhere in there.
a lady doesn't tell? A lady doesn't tell.
I will be 37.
Oh, you're going to be 37. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an uneventful birthday. I've been there, done that.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like, nice. I don't like odd numbers either.
I see, I like the number 37 more than I like 38, which is what I am right now. But yeah, I mean, because you can't, I mean, maybe by June 22nd, bars, maybe.
God, I hope so. I need to get out. I need to get out with my ladies. I need to do something.
Do I get to come and be one of the ladies?
Well, you did crash that one house party we had, so yeah.
I was invited. Thank you very much.
I know.
I was invited.
I know,
thank you very much.
Crashed as in you were the only male there.
It's kind of how I like it. And not for pervy reasons. I just find women to be infinitely more interesting than men. Not always, but generally speaking, just because there's always stuff going. I enjoy how women think. So, okay. Interesting. I don't know. I'm trying to think what I would do. I'd probably do nothing. If my birthday was during the quarantine, I wouldn't do a parade.
I sincerely hope that we're not in quarantine by the time that your birthday rolls around, because I might end it all.
I don't want to, because Thanksgiving is the biggest holiday in my house. Thanksgiving is the holiday in our house. We love Thanksgiving.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
We have our sister over and friends over. And oh, yeah, we go because our family's not from here. But yeah, birthdays are an awkward thing, and I just feel bad. I feel bad for him. But we got to work on making it good. We got to work on making it good for him.
Think of a good gift for a 6-year-old.
Power wheels.
We had one. We had to sell it because he's too big for it.
A bigger Power Wheels.
That's honestly what my husband's been looking at, like a gas-powered 4-wheeler, mini 4-wheeler. So yeah, we'll see.
That's a choice.
We'll see what happens. Well, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to have him on it, and I'm going to be like those moms on TikTok where I'm attached to a wagon behind it, and he can be pulling me while I'm drinking my basic bitch White Claws.
I mean, that's, you know what, you do you.
Because priorities, okay?
That's right. I mean, might as well train him young to be your DD. That's all. Right. That's, you know, that's what good momming is right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going for mom of the year.
Amy, what'd you learn on the show today?
Just a bunch of hocus pocus.
Again, part two.
Yeah.
Part two.
Part two.
Yeah, second hocus pocus movie coming out, which I am
hopefully
so pumped for.
I'm no more talky-talky.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so pumped.
I shut my mouth when women are talking. Can I talk again? Is that okay?
Yeah, okay, go.
All right, thanks. Thanks, I appreciate that. I learned that I may bitch and moan about my wife bitching and moaning at me about getting things done around the house, but in reality, she lets me do things I want to do. And yes. And honestly, if I got to do a couple more house chores so I can do what I want to do, that's totally worth it and totally fair.
And so this conversation is what tipped you off to this?
Which conversation?
The conversation about your wife and you getting to do it. Like, it just occurred to you that it's probably more of an equal share than you realize.
Well, like all guys, I have a very short-term memory. You know, I remember this and I go, you know, that's true. And then I totally forget about it the next time she asks me to do something. And then I remember it later when I talk out loud about it. could be in a car, could be on a podcast. Who's to say? You know, who's honestly to say? But that's the truth of the matter. And I know that a lot of guys, again, I'm not going to make broad sweeping generalizations. I know that a lot of guys have that problem where they say, no, my pain in the ass wife, she's always on me about doing this stuff. How about you do it, man? Then you actually think about it for 5 seconds.
I sincerely hope that not everybody sounds like that.
Well, you know, if you're from Greece, New York, you sound like that. but with respect to Greece, I've lived there. It's wonderful.
Backpedal. It's all right. I'm from Fairport. I'm a snob.
Oh, yes. Fairport. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The east side of the Rochester. When things have H's for no reason. Yeah. That's good. Oh, that's good. People in DeWitt know all about that here in Syracuse. Williamsville in the Buffalo. Anyway, yeah. Short-term memory. Bad at doing chores, and I should probably get on that seeing she's 8 months pregnant and can't do it herself, and that's not her fault because I made her that way. I'm a terrible person.
God.
How dare I? Anyway, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. If there's something you want us to talk about, revisit, you want to yell at me like some people do on Twitter, you can do that anytime. That's fine. No, it's fine. We're good. We're good. I'm not making broad generalizations.
You are such a wiener. Just stop.
I confirmed that on Twitter as well, that I am, in fact, an a-hole and a wiener. You can get at us on the Facebooks. Look up Mornings with Pat. You can find us. Do you give out your Twitter handles ever and your Facebook handles ever, or is that private? Like, I don't know.
I haven't. I just because it's a lot of social media to keep up with.
There's a lot. I know.
Especially when I'm very busy with TikTok right now.
Right. Right. Do you want people to follow you on TikTok? They should follow you on TikTok.
Sure.
What's your TikTok?
It's all this. It's like aim for the heart. It's all like aim underscore four underscore
the
underscore heart.
Heart. Not another underscore.
Correct.
All right, cool.
I wanted to be fun. I didn't want to have just like Amy.
It's fine. I get it.
749236 user blah, blah, blah.
Right. Something like that. You can get me on Facebook, facebook.com/PatTheProducer. Now and also on air Pat on the Twitters and Instagrams. So thank you for listening. Thanks to Rockbox Recording for being awesome. Remember, if you want to make a legacy cast, if you want to put together a podcast, if you have commercials to cut, and you want one of us to voice them too, check out Rockbox Recording.
Yes.
Check out Rockbox on just search ROCVOX and you'll get it on the Googles. Wonderful people over there, and they help us put together the show. And what are you shaking your head about?
I'm going to keep track of how many words that you pluralize that do not require pluralization.
Listen, I watch...
No. I'm going to make a list. It's happening.
I watch the Letterkennys, and the Letterkennys always has that from Squirrely Dan's. If you don't watch the Letterkennys, you should watch the Letterkennys.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. Work on that one. Add that to your pile that I've given you of things you need to watch. we will see you tomorrow, and make sure you subscribe. Bye!
Bye!